Greece faced an uncharted future as its interior ministry predicted Sunday that more than 60% of voters in a hastily called referendum had rejected creditors' demands for more austerity in exchange for rescue loans. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who was gambling the future of his five-month-old left-wing government on the vote, insisted that a no vote would strengthen his hand to negotiate a better deal with creditors, while a yes result would mean capitulating to their harsh demands. The opposition has accused Tsipras of jeopardizing the country's membership in the 19-nation club that uses the euro and said a yes vote was about keeping the common currency. With about a quarter of the votes counted Sunday evening, the Interior Ministry issued an official projection that the no side would win handily. The vote was held amid banking restrictions imposed last Monday to halt a bank run, with Greeks queuing up at ATMs across the country to withdraw a maximum 60 euros per day. Banks have been shut all week, and it is uncertain when they will reopen. Governing left-wing Syriza Party Eurodeputy Dimitris Papadimoulos said that Greek people are proving they want to remain in Europe as equal members and not as a debt colony. The referendum was Greece's first in 41 years. Papadimoulos said the country should wait for the official and final results of Sunday's referendum and called on his fellow countrymen to remain calm. Minister of State Nikos Pappas, speaking on Alpha Television, said it would be wrong to link a no result to an exit from the eurozone. If a no prevails, that will help us get a better agreement. Tsipras' high-stakes brinkmanship with lenders from the eurozone countries and the International Monetary Fund resulted in Greece defaulting on its debts this week and shutting down its banks to avoid their collapse. He called the referendum last weekend, giving both sides just a week to campaign. "Today, democracy is defeating fear. I am very optimistic," Tsipras said earlier in the day after voting in Athens. European officials have openly urged Greeks to vote against the government's recommendation. "I hope people say yes," European Parliament President Martin Schulz told German public radio. "If after the referendum the majority is a no, they will have to introduce another currency because the euro will no longer be available for a means of payment." As voters flocked to polling stations, large lines once again formed at ATMs. Daniel Sangaritis, a 35-year-old Athens resident, said he didn't expect banks to reopen soon, despite a government pledge that they would do so on Tuesday. "It's not going to happen in the next 48 hours," he said. "If the situation improves and we can have a deal, then the banks will reopen." Tsipras' left-wing Syriza party came to power in January after a six-year recession. Since then, the standoff between Athens and its international lenders has grown more bitter, and early signs of some economic growth and recovering employment in Greece have disappeared. The debt-racked nation also suffered repeated ratings downgrades and lost access to billions of euros after its existing bailout deal expired last week. Polls published Friday showed the two sides in a dead heat with an overwhelming majority, about 75%, wanting Greece to remain in the euro currency. "Today, we Greeks decide on the fate of our country," conservative opposition leader Antonis Samaras said. "We vote yes to Greece. We vote yes to Europe." The sense of urgency was palpable as Greeks struggled to decipher a convoluted referendum question after being bombarded with frenzied messages warning of the country's swiftly approaching financial collapse. Neither result on Sunday, however, would lead to a clear answer on what Greece should do about its overstretched finances. Greece is no longer in a bailout program since its previous package expired last Tuesday. It now has to renegotiate a new one with its creditors that involves even more money for the government and banks and new economic austerity measures. Despite the Greek government's assertion that a no vote will not lead to a euro exit, most experts agree it would open up more uncertain financial outcomes. A number of European politicians, including Jeroen Dijsselbloem, the top eurozone official, have said a no vote would jeopardize Greece's place in the 19-nation eurozone. Investors are also likely to believe a no win increases the chances of a so-called Grexit, where Greece returns to its own old currency.